Even as Mayor Sullivan's new administration tries to plot a course through a predicted 2010 revenue shortfall of over $20 million, it's still dealing with the final hard cuts in this year's $25 million budget deficit. Dropping city revenues have already curtailed library and recreation center openings, demanded employee furloughs and wage concessions, as well as a mayoral request for all hourly personnel to adopt a 37.5-hour work week. Sullivan says that last measure won't take place until all the groups agree to do so.
We really wanted to do it across the board so that all employee groups are treated equally and that you can meet the revenue projection that we've put out there. If you start piecemealing it, you won't get to the solution you want money-wise, and it does create inequality amongst your work groups, and we're trying to avoid that.
The exact amounts of the 2010 and even the 2009 revenue shortfall remain unknown. There are simply too many unresolved elements in an economy that has sent the city's visitor-based revenues plummeting, a trend likely to continue, if not deepen, next year. Another big question arising from the mayor's initial budget calculations is how heavily the 2010 shortfall will fall upon city property taxpayers. The mayor and his budget director, Cheryl Frasca, presented several deficit scenarios. They ranged from about $10 million to over $50 million. How deep the imbalance between spending and revenues is depends upon how much property taxes the assembly would levy and what portion of the state's revenue sharing would go toward property tax relief. The pattern used this year would result in the $50 million plus deficit. It's the Anchorage Assembly which approves the final budget. Unlike the previous administration of Mark Begich, Mayor Sullivan is determined to avoid dipping into the city's fund balance reserves.
That would be okay if you just had what you were anticipating to be a one-year problem. But when we look at the projections going forward, particularly on the labor costs, $110 million added to the cost of city government, you know, over the next 4 years, starting in 2010. Well, it includes 2009. It's really a systemic problem now. We have to find a way to restructure government, and one-time money out of an already bare minimum fund balance isn't going to solve it.
In addition, if the city's fund balances dip too low, Anchorage's bond rating will fall. Another area of revenue shortfall involves the city's stocks and bond investments. Assemblymember Bill Starr asked the mayor to examine the performance records of the firms handling the city's investments. Mayor Sullivan agreed.
Now that we have a CFO on board, she's going to be looking at all those folks that touch our money and see how they're doing. And if need be, we're going to make changes. And it looks like in a couple cases, that's probably a prudent course.
Lucinda Mahoney became the city's CFO in mid-August. Assemblymember Dan Coffey fears even the latest 2009 revenue projections are too optimistic.
The revenue picture has to be examined now in far greater detail. We can give you the expenditures, you know, analyze the labor contracts, our labor costs, what happens if you lay off 10 people. We can, all of that's calculable and known. But what's not known is where's the money coming from?
Coffey gave two examples.
When we did the budget revisions first quarter, that the estimate we used relative to bed tax was, I think it was 12%. And now it's coming closer to 17%, and what we heard today may be as high as 20%, reduced from previous year's revenues. And the car rental, the same thing. And the danger is that we don't know fully what that will be until much later in the year, and they are large sources of revenue.
The mayor submits his 2010 proposed budget to the Anchorage Assembly by October 1st, then follows several assembly work sessions, two public hearings, with final approval in mid-November. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.